Sal Vella, Vice President, Rational Product Development and Customer Support, IBM Software Group. Salvador Vella is Vice President, there's some redundancy in here. In his role, he oversees worldwide product management, development, and support of the extensive IBM Rational product portfolio. In Sal's previous position, he was CTO for IBM Software Group, where he was responsible for the IBM Software Group technical architecture, including architectural standards, support of industry standards, and setting standards and guidelines for IBM's large software department organization. Previously, Sal was IBM's Vice President, Development, Distributed Data Servers and Data Warehousing. Please welcome Sal Vella to the Cloud Developers Summit and Expo. Nice to meet you, Sal.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to spend the next little while talking about software development and delivery, how we do what we do. And there's no business innovation that happens today without software being changed or new software being written. So it's absolutely critical. We did a survey last year, about 400 executives cross industry, cross geo, asked them about their thoughts on software development delivery. 86% said it was critical or important. That's good. Good for us, right? When we probed at how good a job they do, only 25% did a good job. And then we asked about business success. How well was the business doing and meeting its needs? Those that did a good job outperformed those that did not by an average of 69%. So it's huge. So it's important. Too few do it well. And those that do it well get rewarded with better business performance. Now, things are changing as well. And you've got nowhere to look. Just look at your favorite smartphone application for just what you expect, expectations. I expect an absolutely beautiful interface. So design is a key element of everything we do, especially in mobile. It's your brand, right? It's the way you engage with clients. I expect to be able to provide feedback back to the provider of the software. And I expect updates, right? I expect updates on a weekly basis, if I really care about it, bi-weekly, monthly maybe, but yearly? No, that's unacceptable. Yet that's where many are today, right? That's where many are today. I was talking to a CIO of a large financial services company, right? Huge. And I congratulated him on the fact that they had just shipped their latest mobile application. It's great, said congratulations, nice job, but it's a year after you shipped your previous version. What the heck's going on here, right? You know, what technical issues, what's going on? He said, no, it's not that. Sal, it's simple. We spend 9 months fighting over requirements, and then we give the development team 6 weeks to develop the next application, right? So there's lots of areas of waste and lots of things that we can do much better. So I'll start this with a view of how the world could be, an example of how the world could be. This is Synchrony Systems. They built an application for BART, the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit. Let me get their story here.
And not only can you develop there, but you can actually do the whole DevOps process of publishing,
Excellent. So that's a really nice example of what is possible today. What is possible, platforms as a service, and using DevOps methods to quickly be able to iterate and create innovation. Mobile apps are different. That's what we're here to talk about in terms of what their definition is. It's not a monolithic app. It's a subject-specific application. Just to kind of accentuate the point, she was working on her calculator, and it was a square root sign, square root button. She called it her square root app, right? So that for me stuck in terms of the difference between a monolith and what's expected, the right size, the right feature on mobile apps. Management's different. Everything from how you get the software in terms of app stores, in terms of the kind of updates that are required, an update pace, it changes in a big way. Development is different. And Hayashi talked about some of the quick iterations and also synchrony, but it's about, there's a very good book by Eric Ries called The Lean Startup. Build, measure, learn, be able to have a quick cycle like Hayashi talked about, but be able to get that very quickly. Experimentation, start small, experiment, figure out what the value proposition is, what the growth proposition is before you invest more. And security is different. We've seen this in terms of, bring your own device, but also the information that's also created. So that creates a burden on the store of the information, because there's a lot of valuable information that's generated, that's held by the application. A little bit more in terms of what's different here, multiple sensors, that opportunity. I mean, the one good thing here is that there's great opportunity in mobile applications to be able to create more value. Create more and better engagement with your clients, be able to provide them features in context. But challenges, right? Different endpoint combinations, screens, lots of more opportunities, or I don't know if it's opportunities or requirements for test and validation that you need to have. Loss of control over distribution. Lots of changes between what's traditionally been a web environment and what's in mobile. Now, when we look at software development in general, we look at it in two vectors. One is around efficiency. And this is all about looking to remove waste out of the process. And waste is a really, really powerful word, but it is there. So think about or ask yourself a simple question, right? If you're a team lead for an agile project, at the end of every sprint, can you GA? Can you put that into production? Or would you, right? And the answer for most teams would be, or at least my teams, when I asked them this, they'd say, oh, of course everything's automated. But when I really ask them, can you do that, they'll say, no, there's other places there. That's an example of waste. Or, I don't know how many of you have been privy to release parties. Those things that happen on a Friday night, and you hope and you pray that they end by a Sunday, a new package of updates across your systems, right? Because when you update mobile applications, it's not just the mobile application that gets updated, there's a back end, likely, a transactional system. Those can be painful. I talked to one customer that had 400 people in one of these release parties. They're horrible events, but they don't have to be, right? They don't have to be, right? We can go fix that. That's the whole concept of continuous delivery and focus on efficiencies. The other part here is effectiveness, right? This is all about making sure that every single dollar that you put into development, you're getting the biggest bang out of the buck. So this is all about how you're steering. And for us, the energy there is by feedback. So simple tests are, does your development team have access in real time to the sentiment analysis for the application they just put out? Or do they have to wait for some random problem ticket to come in? If you've got other applications, again, is the development team in real time responsible to have access to those statistics, right? So just ask yourself those kinds of things. And that's really to help steer, right? Help do the next thing and do it quickly. So our point of view on development on DevOps is here, right? It's simply an enterprise capability to improve the efficiency and the effectiveness. We've got four elements in the center. And again, it's cyclical. It doesn't end, right? And what reinforces the energy that creates the circle is feedback. So it starts with steer, and this is about planning. The next sprint could be portfolio management if you have a set of projects, but it's understanding what do you do next and how, making sure the development team isn't idle at any point in time, avoiding those 9 months worth of arguments before the development team gets to do what they need to do. Development and test. This is about collaborative development. Does your development team have knowledge of what's going on in the project? If you're in a regulated environment, can you trace from requirements to code to tests, test plans to the code build? Can you do that seamlessly? Or is that manual effort that you do have to do after the fact? Is your testing automated? Or is there, you know, a quote unquote back end of the cycle where you've got scrambling to have humans go do that? And frankly, you know, humans go do that, to me is a real emotional point. That's wasting people's time, right? And as leaders, we should not be wasting people's time. Deploy. This is avoiding that dreaded release party, making that super automated and super secure. So it may not be that you're going to update your system every single day in production. You won't. Likely, right? For some you will, many you won't. But the one time every 3 months when you're updating the system, you want to just be able to push a button and you know that it will work with certainty. Not that you need 400 people on a con call bridge across the weekend. And the last is operate. And this is not only the operations, but also the feedback, right? Getting feedback via performance management tied in back to development in real time. Sentiment analysis back to the development team. What instrumentation has the development team done to make sure that whatever comes back, they know exactly what's going on in terms of both functional and non-functional requirements. Reasons are on the left-hand side. Accelerated software delivery, balance, speed, cost, quality, and risk. It's not always about speed. Sometimes it's about the update, make sure that one update works 100% of the time. And reducing the time to customer feedback. And this is the thing that causes energy. Good reasons for both lines of business, able to react to changing market needs, predictable outcomes, and be able to compete in the marketplace, and also for the developer, frankly, right? Reputation, freedom to be creative. You're not dealing with the manual work and apps that people actually use, which is satisfying. I'll skip this over, but our point here is that we're based on open standards. What we do, everything from our open stack for our cloud infrastructure to Cloud Foundry for our platform as a service. We co-founded the Cloud Foundry Foundation. There's over 40 companies that have joined us. This was a number as of about 3-4 months ago. So that, again, you have freedom to move assets across infrastructures here. Bluemix is our platform as a service. There's a chart here. I'll talk about the APIs, and it has multiple runtimes. It's got services from IBM. It's got services from third parties. It's got services from open source. And the net is that you can create an application within minutes, okay? Within minutes, right? So I encourage you to go to the booth and have a look at the demo. Even more, I encourage you to sign up for a trial and go create a little application in literally 10 minutes and have a public-facing application in 10 minutes that you can use, right? There's technologies here that you don't have to move your data up to the cloud. We've got technologies so that you can leave your data in back-end systems, but create programs that are the customer-facing in this platform. Okay. Integrated into this platform, we have a rich set of DevOps services. So we wanted, now that you can use third-party and others as well, but we wanted to make sure that as you come into the environment, this is really about enabling the developer, right? So, you know, the revolution that is happening in our business is that we're empowering the developer like never before. As opposed to having to go elsewhere for resources of a database or resources of a runtime, they come to him or her, right? Same thing, so we want to make sure all of the facilities that they would need for development are available, easy to be able to set up a team, easy to be able to set up a continuous delivery pipeline. If you've got sentiment analysis for, need sentiment analysis for mobile app you've created, all built into the platform. Super, super easy to get started. Lots of examples of usage. Here's an interesting one from China Rails. And what happens every spring is probably the largest migration of human beings on the planet. This is the Spring Festival. And probably, you know, if you're not, the whole thing here is people go back to their villages, right? And in China, they kind of take vacations in big chunks. So for the next 7 days, for example, is the national holiday, right? That's 7 days, right? It's unheard of here or Canada, but that's what happens in China. And in Spring Festival, same thing here, people migrate back to their hometowns. We created a mobile application for them, huge in terms of the volumes. And not only the point here is that there's bigger volumes in things like games and so on, so the numbers aren't necessarily impressive, but they are impressive when you think about this is a commercial system that has a back-end system of record. Right? I mean, this is a real commercial system with backends. The kind of the cool factors here went from 400 servers that they allocated statically to 400 that they could get in dynamically. They got hacked. Basically, they had people being able to get into their old system, the web-based system, and be able to get specials that they weren't allocated to before. That got cleaned up. And you know, just in terms of speed of delivery, this is using a product called WorkLite that lets you build once and deploy to many platforms, and that provides that feature. Okay. So, I do want you to think about trying out Bluemix. Right, there's a really nice demo. We've got people here. You can sign up for the beta. But for all of us in the software development business, I mean, I think. Yeah, I started writing code. Maybe I still was about 13 years old, right? Maybe not 12, right? But 13, 14, I remember writing code, right? And, you know, it's the same kind of liberation here in these kind of platforms that lets you be able to do great things to yourself, by yourself, right, and innovate. So with that, I'll close. Thank you very much.